This is Chris McGrail in Jerusalem for Guardian Unlimited. The Palestinians and Israelis reached a deal today after many weeks of non-negotiations and then a last-minute scramble under pressure from the Americans and the World Bank and others on the border crossings in and out of the Gaza Strip. Israel pulled out of Gaza in September, and since then it's pretty much been sealed off, shut down, turned into a prison for all intents and purposes for most of the 1.3 million inhabitants there. Under today's deal, the crossings between Gaza and Egypt will be open and largely allow free movement of people with Palestinian identity cards, but under European Union supervision and with the Israelis able to monitor what's going on via closed-circuit television. The deal also allows for the cargo crossing, very important crossing, between Gaza and Israel at Karni. That will reopen full-time, continuously. It's crucial to the development of the Gaza economy and particularly to the upcoming harvest of crops from the greenhouses that had been owned by the Jewish settlers who were forced to leave Gaza. In recent weeks, just about a dozen lorries a day have been allowed to pass through Karni. The agreement is that by the end of this year, there'll be 150 a day through and 400 by the end of next year. So this effectively lifts the siege on Gaza in some ways. Certainly allows ordinary Palestinians to leave the Strip and travel abroad if they need to. Probably as important for many Palestinian families is that next month there will be established a bus convoy between the Gaza Strip and the West Bank so that families that have been divided over the past 5 years of intifada will be able to travel between the two bits of the Palestinian territory, will be reunited. Up until this point, it's been very difficult. Sometimes they've been able to do it, but only going via Jordan and Egypt, a lengthy and expensive process when you think that the drive itself takes no more than an hour or so, an hour and a half. So if all of these things are put in place, that will be very good news for many Gazans, but I think the Palestinian leadership will remain suspicious of the Israeli willingness to carry this out, given the reluctance of the Israelis to go into this agreement in the first place, and the fact that they only did it under quite considerable pressure, as I say, from the Americans and the World Bank and others. On the domestic front for Ariel Sharon, his eldest son, Omri, now faces a year or two or possibly more in prison after pleading guilty today to illegally laundering campaign funds and to perjury in lying about the source of those funds from Mr. Sharon's election campaign to take over the leadership of the ruling Likud party in 1999. This is a blow to the Sharon family. They've been embroiled in many corruption scandals over the years, and certainly over the past couple of years there have been three different investigations going on. This is the first time there's actually been an indictment and now a conviction. And there is a feeling that perhaps the younger Sharon has taken a hit, taken a fall to protect his father politically, and pleaded guilty also today rather than pursue a lengthy trial to save embarrassing revelations in court in what is expected to be the run-up to an election next March. The guilty plea means that Omri Sharon will have to leave Parliament as a convicted felon. He loses his seat in Parliament. And as I say, we're waiting for the sentence, but he quite possibly will go to prison for a year or two. But it is unlikely to have further political repercussions for Ariel Sharon. Opinion polls show that quite a significant number of Israeli voters already consider Mr. Sharon and his family, and for that matter many other politicians in this country, to be corrupt. And the evidence is that they do not vote on this issue. They vote on the issue of security, and on that they continue to have confidence in Ariel Sharon as Prime Minister. So it's unlikely to do him a great deal of damage in terms of votes, although it won't do anything to enhance the confidence of ordinary Israelis in the probity of government in this country.